Monologue 10.
I admitted I couldn't do many words a minute, but he said that didn't matter too much. And I said I didn't have much experience of handling files, and I'm not much good on the telephone. But he said, never mind, my dear, nothing to worry about. You can always learn. I thought the others were much more what he'd have had in mind. You know, neat, alert and obedient, towers of strength in a crisis. Then this nice lunch I told you about. Travel, that was going to be the thing. Lots of travel. He thought I'd be good at that. And I do like travel. He's perfectly right. So come along back, he says, and we'll get you to sign on the dotted line, and you can start tomorrow, if you want. Which I was just about to do when the phone rang. He picked it up and said, oh, I didn't see you there, dear. You must have been at a corner table. Then he listened for a long time, said that even so, he'd be home late, and put it down. Drummed his fingers on the desk for a bit. Then he said, giving me that smile, there's been a change of plans, and he'd have to pursue an alternative line. Did he mean by that he was going to take someone else, I asked him, and he said yes, he was. On the other hand, how about dinner? The travel was still a distinct possibility, he thought. Well, how did you get on in your neat blouse, which I will borrow tomorrow for the next one, if you don't mind? Did they take you? Oh, well, never mind. Let's make some egg and chips.